Hey Pablo, congrats on the win. Obviously there were a lot of opportunities up until that 70th minute that didn't go through, but what did it take for the team to finally break through, even though it took, almost 20 shots?
I think, unlike last week, is just staying the course, trusting the process, every player playing their role. And again, that's what we focused on the last 2 weeks, is making sure our structure was good. And then again, it's all about the guys, man. The way they started the second half, the way they kept their foot on the gas, the way they didn't waver until the 98th minute. Credit to the guys for being top pros, top teammates, and getting the result.
And then what does this result also kind of say about the depth of this team? Obviously not having Diego or Andreas, but you have these two guys that you just signed within the last couple of months come in and you don't really miss a beat.
Yeah, no. Again, I think it's, from just a macro perspective, we don't work with 11 guys and then move the rest of the group to another field. Every player is given the same amount of attention, is given the same amount of care, and that allows us to be a deep team, right? And so, credit to our coaching staff who've done a great job, and working with every player. So that, again, roles and responsibilities are really, really clear. And in situations like this, it's a win-win, right? Players leave to represent their countries, which is the greatest privilege for any soccer player. And we th that stay behind have players ready to step in and contribute the way the guys that played in place of those players did tonight.
And then lastly for me, I think that the big story is just Fidel and then Alex Katranas being involved with those goals. Obviously a great goal from Katranas there to win it. What did you see from those two guys as it was their first MLS start tonight?
Yeah, again, I think, with Katranas, his greatest asset that he brings to our group is really his mentality, right? He's a fighter. One of the things that, that position in particular, going from a left back to a wing back and playing on the highest line, it requires a high level of fitness. I thought today he executed the game plan, and he played really, really well. And obviously, the goal is not something that we anticipate too much of. But I think to cap off his, his first start, it was is a fantastic reward. And then Fidel, for me, has been a player that obviously he's been with us since preseason. And I think, again, Fidel's greatest attribute is that he's always thinking goal. He's not thinking about possession. He's not trying to keep the ball. He's trying to hit the back of the net every time he gets the ball. And I think he hit the crossbar post twice, set up both goals. The young man's got a great future. He's got a lot to learn, but I think it was a great start for a young player that's, just joined our group, has really taken upon himself to learn, the tactics and express himself individually in the way he did tonight. I couldn't be happier for the both of them.
Awesome, thanks.
Sean, Jake, Kyle.
Pablo, maybe we could stay on Fidel for a moment because is this obviously the opportunity to start for him open up because of Diego's absence and that's nobody's begrudging that and whatnot. But is this kind of a moment where maybe all Fidel really needed was sort of an opportunity to play more minutes to make like a to kind of take the game by the scruff of the neck like he has, maybe just hasn't had enough minutes to qu kind of be this player, I guess, before today.
Sean, I think that's the case for any young player, is you're always needing an opportunity. And sometimes it shows up from injury, sometimes it shows up from international duty. But the most important thing and the hardest thing to preach from a coaching perspective is to be ready when that opportunity comes, because oftentimes they do not perform like Fidel did tonight. And then they go back into the queue as waiting for another opportunity. And so again, for us, we want to be a team that that plays players on merit. And it's not a name, it's production. Because again, after games, we want to say we put the best group out there to give us the best chance to win. And Fidel did that for us tonight.
I know he's no longer with you guys, obviously, but it just feels like a player that's with you for 6 years, like a former captain, like Demir Krylov, getting that first goal It was a little bit of a special moment for him, and then to not celebrate against his former team, I thought was pretty cool. But what can you say about your guys to respond from that moment? It didn't look like they hung their heads at all. It didn't look like they could have been really emotional because it was Demir in particular, but they responded really well.
Yeah, no, first I'll say about Demir, I just think, again, an individual that is pure class, as a footballer, as a leader, as a, as an ex-player from our group, the way he conducts himself is just never ceases to amaze me. And I think it's really easy, and it's a really emotional moment where you can hang your head and feel, poorly about yourself, and your head can start running. But again, credit to the guys to really hang in there and finish the second half strong, or the first half strong. I thought we had a good start and a good end to the first half. And there was about 20 minutes in there where we kind of lost our way. But it's not always easy, especially on the road, going down a goal to keep your way, especially when your former captain and legend of the club, knocks the first one in the back of the net.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey Pablo, kind of piggybacking off of Caleb's question earlier, you talk about, kind of those chances and then finally, just continuing to complete that process that you've talked about so often. Is that a credit to the players, the coaching, your staff? I mean, what is it that like allows that to happen where you've had those chances earlier in the season and haven't seen the results come from those like you did tonight, but when you aren't seeing them, and then you do see them. Like, what is the relationship there where you can continue to press forward through that?
Yeah, I think it's the way it's everything, right? It's what we emphasize in training. Excuse me. And then just going back to last weekend's game where we had both of our tens dropping so deep to try to get the ball, and trying to solve the game individually, where I thought tonight it was a proper collective performance. And if players are where they should be when we're in possession of the ball, we're going to ask a lot of questions to our opposing defenses, given our shape, and then it's making the right decision. And that's what we talked about following the game, is that the ability to stay disciplined, that we're going to create chances, and then it's about finishing. And so whilst it took quite a bit of time, I think you have to every season you have to learn the same lessons over and over. Unfortunately, it's just human nature that you gotta, and we took what happened last week and doubled down on that in the last 2 weeks. And it was probably a good time to have that experience, to where if we stay disciplined and we keep believing in what we're doing, we're gonna create chances. And then it's about finishing your chances. And tonight, I think that that lesson was, learned from all of us, coaches, players, medical staff, kit staff, is that we just don't quit. And I think this is going to be a game when we look back that could be a defining moment in our season.
Before we get to Isai, Pablo, can I just ask you about, since you've taken over, I think this is 105 games, we've only lost back-to-back games 9 times, and a lot of it is that mentality to recover from losses. So can you just talk to what you see in this group that processed what happened in the second half against Colorado and really turned it around here today?
Yeah, I think from a philosophical standpoint, after you lose games, I don't get emotional. The only time I'm ever emotional is a lack of effort. But as far as tactical breakdowns, I double down on what I need to do better and how we as a staff need to do better. And I think when the players see that this is all about taking a loss and not acting emotional because you lost and start throwing your toys, but having a level of understanding that if we can correct these things, that we're going to become a better team. And so I think that's a big part of why the second game is always a great response, because again, it's about caring, it's about learning, it's about we're all in this together. It's not the players and the coaches, it's coaches and players, and if we all take that learner's mindset, and you get moments like tonight, I think it continues to creep within the group, and the belief is there. So again, I think every loss, you have to take something away to improve the group. And I look at every loss as a way to improve myself and our staff.
And then the last thing for me is, what did you feel like? Obviously, the first 25 minutes of the game, we were in complete control. like you said, kind of lost our way. That second half, it seemed like it kicked into another gear and just suffocated the entire game.
Yeah, no, I think in the first half, what ended up happening is we had good control, and there was a couple wayward decisions with the ball that, again, a big part of what we want to do with the ball is controlled possession. And at times, if we're forced to kick the ball long, we are so expansive that there's always a pro and a con to every setup. The con is that you're expansive, and that dealing with transition is going to be difficult at times, especially when your left back is now your wing back playing on the highest line. And so I felt like to start the second half, we were able to connect 15 to 20 yard passes, move our lines collectively as a group, and then we were able to deal with those transition moments a lot better. And so again, I think there, you know, there's a lot of individual meetings going on at halftime. Coaches are doing a great job of really you know, communicating that, and then really the desire to want to keep moving forward as a group has been something that I've seen since I've been here, and that's really the soul of this group.
Isai, en español, por favor.
Pablo, quería preguntarte un poco con respecto a tu sentir cuando llega el medio tiempo, porque ocurrió varias veces la temporada pasada, es la segunda vez en esta, y estás abajo en el marcador. Cuando yo lo hablo con algunos compañeros, algunos amigos, siempre digo que el primer tiempo no importa, el segundo es cuando Real Salt Lake empieza a retomar confianza ahí, ¿verdad? ¿Cuál es tu sentir cuando vas al medio tiempo siempre con una desventaja? ¿Hay un poco de nerviosismo? ¿Estás tranquilo? ¿Qué nos puedes contar de eso?
No, pues yo siempre estoy tranquilo, porque más que todo no estoy jugando en las canchas y los jugadores sienten algo diferente que los entrenadores. Y lo más importante para mí y el cuerpo técnico es tener calma y hablar de una manera que pueden entender que no emociona el grupo. Yo creo que para mí, la única vez que subo la voz es cuando no tenemos el esfuerzo, pero cuando hay que corregir algo técnico, técnica o táctica, hablar de una manera que te pueden entender y que suman la calma que tenemos nosotros. Y eso es muy importante. Y yo creo que con esa calma le da confianza al grupo, porque siempre hay que ajustar dos, tres cositas. Y si no estamos emocionados, podemos comunicar la táctica de una manera que lo reciben bien y tienen la confianza para seguir el segundo tiempo.
Preguntarte también un poco con respecto a lo que ocurrió en esta semana con el tema de Andrés Gómez. ¿Tú tenías en tu preparación de los entrenamientos, tenías algo planeado ya con Andrés o ya sabían desde con antelación que él iba a abandonar Real Salt Lake para ir con Colombia?
No, me dieron la noticia el miércoles por la mañana antes del entreno. El Andrés estaba listo para salir titular este partido. Y como tuvieron una lesión con la selección, lo llamaron el martes por la noche. Y no tenía ninguna idea. Jugamos con el Bodie Hidalgo sobre la banda derecha y anduvo muy, muy bien. Y cuando lo vi el miércoles, dije, ok, estamos listos, y el Fidel también. Y fuimos con los jugadores que tuvimos, y los dos anduvieron muy, muy bien este partido.
En situaciones como esta, ¿qué pasa por tu cabeza cuando te dicen el miércoles en la mañana que ya no iba a estar contigo y que tenías que preparar algo diferente para el siguiente partido?
Mira, hace muchos años que estoy trabajando en mí mismo, en cómo reacciono con las cosas que pasan en la vida. Y siempre digo, tenemos que controlar las cosas que podemos controlar. Lo demás es un gasto de energía, es un gasto de emoción. Intentando a arreglar algo que no puedes controlar. Y el momento que escuché, nos armamos con el cuerpo técnico, dijimos, ¿qué son las opciones? Ok, tenemos el Body, tenemos el Cheng, tenemos podemos mover el Brody para adelante y decidimos que el Brody anda bien en esa banda, jugaba ahí cuando era joven y lo intentamos. O sea, siempre encontrando soluciones que te da porque la vida siempre te da problemas. Y para nosotros es estar bien concentrado y controlando las cosas que podemos controlar.
Gracias, Pablo.
Thank you, everybody. We'll have
Gracias, thank you.
Fidel and Alex here momentarily.
Gracias.